This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, January 7th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the plate is gone and the pyramid is upside down. New dietary guidelines are out and the recommendations are similar to previous reports. Trump administration officials said today that Americans should eat more whole foods and protein, fewer high processed foods, and less added sugar. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins issued the 2025 through 2030 U.S. dietary guidelines for Americans. The latest iteration suggests recommendations for a healthy diet and provide the foundation for federal nutrition programs and policies. They come as Kennedy has for months stressed overhauling the U.S. food supply as a part of his Make America Healthy Again agenda. Secretary Kennedy said, "Our message is clear. Eat real food." The inverted pyramid has protein, dairy, healthy fats, fruits and vegetables at the top and whole grains at the bottom. The new federal advice leans against highly processed foods and refined carbohydrates, urging consumers to avoid packaged, prepared, ready-to-eat or other foods that are salty or sweet. Chips, candy, and cookies didn't make the list. The new guidance backs away from revoking long-standing advice to limit saturated fats. The new guidance suggests Americans should choose whole food sources of saturated fats, such as meat, whole fat dairies, dairy products, or avocados, while continuing to limit saturated fat consumption to no more than 10% of daily calories. Molly Van Loo with the International Fresh Produce Association says they're pleased with the new government recommendations.
We're pleased that the fruit and vegetable requirements or recommendations remain strong and consistent with previous years in terms of the serving sizes. So we're really pleased to see that.
Van Loo says nutritional science proves the value of fruits and vegetables in the diet.
The science has long supported the role of fruits and vegetables in reducing diet-related disease, particularly heart disease and type 2 diabetes, two conditions that really plague Americans. So the dietary guidelines have consistently recommended that over the years, including the dietary guidelines released today. The issue is that we have to get Americans to follow the dietary guidelines. So that's really where the work comes in.
Van Loo says even though many Americans are reducing calories with GLP-1 medication, they still need good nutrition.
Whether a patient stays, is actively on a GLP-1 or tapers off of them, there is a really important role for nutrient density. And protein plays a role in that. That is clearly a focus of many of the moment. Fiber is likely going to be the next focus, of which fruits and vegetables are really great components of that. But for GLP-1 users, it's really important that they have nutrition education and have to keep them on a pathway of success. And as they're typically consuming lower amounts of foods, it's ever more important that the foods they are eating are nutrient dense. And so there's always going to be a role for fruits and vegetables.
Van Loo acknowledges that the dietary food guidelines have a big influence on school meals.
School meals are one of the great success stories of the dietary guidelines historically, especially in the past 15 years or so, because they do serve a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. Kids are getting a half a cup of fruit and a half a cup of vegetables every single day. That's billions of servings of fruits and vegetables over the course of the school year. That's U.S. grown produce. So it really matters, and we are going to work to ensure that that does not change as these dietary guidelines are rolled out. We have no intention that that's the direction we'll go, but we will continue to focus on kids having access to a wide variety of fruits and vegetables.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.